Coming up, decades after a partial ban, the EPA is banning asbestos. And later, an update from the closed Black Hawk Bridge. Plus, the Red Hot Chili Pipers are bringing bagpipes to Paramount Theater tonight. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 19th edition of the Gazette Daily News Podcast. This podcast gives quick bites from the latest headlines coming out of the Gazette newsroom. I'm Bailey Chihan. First, the Environmental Protection Agency announced a ban of asbestos on Monday. Asbestos is a carcinogen that is still used in products like brake pads and chlorine bleach. It kills thousands of Americans every year. The comprehensive ban comes after a 2016 landmark law that overhauled regulations on toxic chemicals in everyday products like cleaners, clothing, and furniture. Before Monday's ban, chrysotile asbestos was the only ongoing use of asbestos in the United States. Most consumer products that have historically contained chrysotile asbestos have been discontinued. Asbestos exposure is known to cause lung cancer, mesothelioma, and other cancers. It's linked to the deaths of over 40,000 Americans every year. Asbestos was once commonly used in home insulation. It's banned in 50 countries. Next, a free shuttle and water taxi is running 7 days a week while Black Hawk Bridge is being repaired in Lansing. The shuttle will allow commuters, but not their cars, to cross the Mississippi River. Commuters crossing the river can drive to designated parking lots to be picked up by a shuttle and then taken to the water taxi. Both the shuttle and water taxi are free, and the crossing will take about 30 minutes. The taxi will be available 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., and 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. On the Iowa side of the river, parking is available at Lansing City Hall and Middle Key High School. Parking is from 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. The historic Black Hawk Bridge was closed on February 25th after two piers shifted and caused the bridge to move. The Iowa DOT said repairs may take until the end of April. Tonight, the Red Hot Chili Pipers are taking the Paramount Theater stage. While many fans believe the band is a Red Hot Chili Peppers cover band, it is not. They've considered playing Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, but a bagpipe can only play 9 notes. The band's manager, Ross White, said, quote, "None of their songs ever really have seemed to work with the range that bagpipes can cover musically," end quote. White said they play music inspired by artists like Queen, Journey, and Stevie Wonder. The band formed in Scotland in 2002 and are one of the most successful cover bands in the world. They will take the stage at 7:30 tonight. Tickets range from $25 to $40 and can be bought at creventslive.com. As always, you can find a link to each of the stories featured in today's episode in this episode's description or at thegazette.com. Now, let's take a look at the weather in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Today will be windy. Expect a high of 59 degrees and a low of 23 degrees. Wednesday will be sunny. Anticipate a high of 38 degrees and a low of 19 degrees. Thank you for listening to the Gazette Daily News Podcast. Stay up to date with the latest news from Eastern Iowa at thegazette.com. I'm Bailey Chihan.